So a friend of mine recently told me about a story that really intrigued me. She is a video journalist, and in the city that she lives in, she was sent to cover a rally. It was a protest. And so she went to the location of the rally. She set up her equipment, took her position, and she prepared for the rally to begin. Participants began to arrive, things got going. Things got underway. She started filming, as did the rest of the camera crews that were there, and the rest of the journalists started reporting. And as things often happen with news events, things took a turn, and people started protesting and chanting, and so she had to leave her position where she was to get closer to them to get better images. And so she did that. The rally continued, it went on. Eventually things ended and the crowd dispersed. And it was in that moment that she realized that she had left her equipment bag back at the original position where she was. So she, inside this equipment bag, I will say, it was also a very expensive piece of equipment. It was a microphone that usually you use to attach to people when you're doing a one-on-one interview. So it was inside the bag, and of course, when she got back to the spot, the bag was gone. My friend began looking around for the bag. She asked some people, had they seen it? She began knocking on doors to ask, had anyone seen the bag? And of course, they hadn't. One of the doors she knocked on was the home of a woman, of an older woman. And so the woman said, I haven't seen the bag, but let me help you look for it. And so together they started searching and they began knocking on other doors, and the woman asked her neighbors, had you seen the bag? And of course they hadn't. So the two women parted ways, but before they left, the older woman looked at my friend and said, you will get your bag back. Your bag will return. My friend heard the woman, but at that particular moment, all she could deal with, all she could process, was loss. Loss. Loss is where we enter the text today. Lazarus, we heard, was dead. Lazarus was Jesus' friend, the brother of Mary and Martha, and he's gone. He's dead. Now, the text doesn't tell us what Lazarus died of. We don't know how he died. We just know that he had been sick. Mary and Martha had called for Jesus to come while Lazarus was sick, and they wanted him to come because they knew that Jesus could heal him. They had seen all of the signs and wonders. They knew his history, and they knew that Jesus loved them. And so, of course, he would show up. But Jesus delayed in coming. Verses 6 and 7 tell us that yet, even after hearing that Lazarus was sick, he remained where he was staying for 2 more days. And then finally he said to the disciples, let us go back to Judea. Now that had to be mind-boggling for Mary and Martha. Why would Jesus not come? Why would he not show up? Why wasn't he there? Why didn't he fix this situation? You know, many times in my own life, I've asked that same question, and I'm guessing you probably have too. Where is Jesus? Where is God? Why isn't he showing up? Why isn't he fixing or healing or restoring this situation? And so we feel some kind of way about the fact that God's not doing anything. God's not present. And the situation seems to get worse and worse and worse, sometimes to the point of death. Things die. Things die. Relationships die. Those we love physically die. Our independence, as we get older, into old age, it dies. Our grip on our children, who we've nurtured and raised, as they mature, that dies. Sometimes jobs die, Friendships die. Just a multitude of things wither and die. And then there comes mourning. Mourning after the loss. Losses often cause us to mourn, to feel sorrow or regret. When Jesus and his disciples finally arrive in Bethany, Martha and Mary and all of their friends are in full mourning. They're in full mourning. Many of the people had come to console Mary and Martha about their brother, and the grief was just thick. It was thick. Tell me, are you in mourning right now? What are you mourning? Do you lay awake at night wondering, how could this possibly be? How did I get myself in this situation? What do I do now? And how do I manage in the midst of this mess? The text tells us that Mary, the more spontaneous of the two sisters, didn't even go to meet Jesus when he entered town. Verse 20 tells us that when Martha heard Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, while Mary stayed at home with the mourners. One can assume that Mary was just simply too sad to go, or maybe too angry to go. We as human beings like to stay and sometimes get stuck in that place of mourning. Sometimes we, who are already struggling with the why of why God hasn't appeared, we lose sight of anything beyond that pain and that sorrow. We can stay there if we choose, but I offer an alternative for you today. Hope. Hope. Martha, we know Martha, right? The more focused of the two sisters and all about business, she left her place of mourning and went to greet Jesus. The text tells us that the first thing she says when she encounters Jesus is, "What's up? Where have you been? Like, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died." But, she says, "I know that you can still fix this. You can still fix this situation with God's help." I mean, what a hope-filled response. What a hope-filled response. Martha is saying, "I'm in pain. I'm struggling with my loss, with this death. But God. But God. But God is able." My friends, that's the response I encourage you to give as you and those around you struggle to make sense of the literal and figurative deaths in your own life. God is able. Martha had no earthly idea what was coming next. She had no clue what was about to happen. But she still managed to eke out faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Jesus and Martha's exchange in the next five verses is absolutely beautiful and exemplifies this ongoing relationship we humans, who are always struggling to fully understand our journey of faith, have with the divine, who gently and continuously challenges us to step out further into the waters and to wait for it. To wait for a new life. To wait for new joy. To wait for new peace and to wait for new hope. Jesus says to her, "Lazarus will rise again." Mary says to him, "I know, in the resurrection, on the last day." She's thinking end times. Jesus says, "No, no, no. I'm the resurrection. I'm the life. Those who believe in me will live even if they die. And those who are alive and believe in me will never die. Do you believe this?" Martha says, "Yes. Yes. I have come to believe that you are the Messiah. It's a journey of faith. It's a journey of faith. In the midst of her loss and her mourning, Martha had hope, and she was in position. She was in position for this new life that was to come, for new things to spring forth in the here and now, even though she couldn't see what that was going to be. Now, here's the spoiler alert. I'm going to tell you the rest of the story. Jesus ends up raising Lazarus from the dead. You probably already knew that. He raises Lazarus from the dead in the upcoming passages, but I want to tell you more importantly than that. He rises from the dead later on. We find out later on in the Gospels that Jesus is crucified, is buried, stays there 3 days. Wait for it. Stays there 3 days, and on that third day, he gets up. That's the good news for today. That's the news I hope you will carry with you as you navigate your own lives and losses. That's the news that I hope you will share with others around you who are struggling with life and loss. As I conclude, I want to let you know that my friend, the video journalist, the one who lost her equipment with that really expensive microphone inside of it, she got a call in her office 2 months after the bag disappeared. The call was from the library. Someone had placed a bag in their book drop. Inside the bag was a business card that had her name and number on it. She kept several business cards in the bag, and they thought perhaps it was hers. It was, in fact, her bag. And inside the bag was the microphone. The bag came back to her, just like the lady, that wonderful agent of New Hope, said that it would. Thanks be to God.